Yeah, I'm Rabbiya. I'm really a, my mother told me, Kula Shekinah, all drinks, plus are either 3 days, Shiva 7 days, thank you very much, with trash or 12 days. But for this fever, at the mitzi, he has to drink till it gets healed. Kula Shekinah, Liba Rekana. All drinks are told to be drank on an empty stomach. Bahai Basadachu Vashasi, for this illness, you drink after you ate and drank. You drink this. Vayil Abay Sakisa, and then go to the bathroom. Nothing can wash your, they come out and wash your hands. They bring him a fistful of lentil flour, and a buna de chamratika, and a fistful of old wine. And you knead it together, wrap himself in a sheet, and go to sleep, and like the nukma to come, and actually nobody should wake him up. They take away this thing from him right away. If not, the illness will come back. Eat a third, and drink a third. And leave a third unfilled in your stomach. When you get angry, time it amiluach. But everything churns up when you get angry. There'll be room without touching your stomach and putting pressure on it. One who doesn't want to get ill, should always be dipping in his bread and things, vinegar or wine, whatever they dipped it into, both in summer and winter. If you like something, don't eat too much. As soon as you need to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. If you drink this sharp white wine, he gets weak. There's 60 types of wine. The best one is the red. Rischana means, has a very good fragrance. The worst one is this white sharp wine. He sits in the mornings of the spring. Gabinuru by fire, Vishayev Mishri rubs himself with oil. Then he goes and sunbathes. He gets weak. A guy who lets blood and does tashmish immediately, having lambanim of his skin will have weak children. Both partners let blood and then they had a relationship, having lambanim bali rasan, which is a bug in the brain. That's if they didn't eat anything. But if they ate after letting blood, before they had their relationship, bless them, but there's no problem. Guy who comes from the road and immediately does tashmish, having the bun of viskin. Coming out of the bathroom, a person should wait 9 minutes before tashmish. Because of the shade of Beis HaKisi, escorts him. He will have children that are epileptic. He has a relationship standing. He gets a trembling. Which is a, I don't know what it is. Alaria? I don't know what it is. Does it articles?
Explore.
What?
It'll shortly explore the meaning of the word.
It'll, not really. It'll say what the medicine is. Himu malav huma matra, chzasa deluria. If she's on top and he's on the bottom, also there's this illness. My deluria, how do you cure deluria? Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, sam deluria dardura. The cure of deluria is dardura, my dardura. Rabbi Marika, the chuchi. Marika is the, I should remember, saffron?
Yes.
Saffron that grows in the thorn bush. Rashi doesn't say that here. He says that it's fertilized with fertilizing of a sheep, the waste material of a sheep. Papa Alas Abadalai, he chewed it and swallowed it. Papa Alas Vashadulai, he chewed it and threw it out. Amar Abai Mishay Nebuki with Derech Eretz, one who's not capable of living with his wife, Lesikimu Kvisi Kurtami, he should bring three keli that holds three revias, which means nine revias. Kurtami is the Chuchi, Kurtami is Tumen? No.
Saffron?
Is it saffron? Marika, I thought was saffron, no?
Sheep
manure. No, that's the chuchi. What's kurtami? Saffron?
I think they flipped Rashi. This one says saffron fertilized in with sheep manure.
Oh, I had said kurtami when it was Marika, right. What did he say Marika was?
In a bush of thorn. Saffron.
Saffron, okay. V'nidikinu v'nishukinu b'chamre, you should grind it and cook it in wine, v'nishni and drink. Amar Rabbi Yechon Heinen Hatzurili L'Raisai, they returned me to my youth. There are three things that weaken the power of a man. Elohim pachat, fear, derech, travel, oven, sin. Pachat achziv libi z'chachar, my heart is turning, azavani kaychi, because it's talking about, if you go travel, that's what happens. When you're worried. Da'av derech, achziv ina b'derech kaychi, I got afflicted, my kayach got afflicted by travel. Oven, achziv kashu b'avani kaychi. Shloshet dvarim, matizin gubba shaladam. Matizin, I never understood the difference between makrishin and matizin. I think matizin means remove.
Weaken.
That's what he said by makrishin also, so I'm not sure the difference. Yeah. There it says kaychu shaladam, here it says gufa shaladam. Mele, achum umud, eating standing, shasam umud, drinking standing, shibish matasim umud, having relationship standing. Chamisha kreibim lamitzias minachayim. There are five things that a person, when he does it, is closer to death than living, meaning it has a traumatic effect on the body. Elohim Achav v'Amad, he gets up right away. Shasav v'Amad, Hikas Dam v'Amad, he left blood, he stood up. Yashav v'Amad, slept and got up. And Shemesh Matasav v'Amad, without taking a little break in between. By the way, I had the Shaila this week, Fartul Shaila. I wanted to get up to wash my machmedim. Right? I just finished my meal. Do I have to wait the amount of time of benching before I get up for my machmedim? Right? It says not to get up. And the Maril says, till the amount of time of a bracha achrayna. So I didn't know whether I can get it from my machrayim beforehand. Also, I didn't know what to do exactly. My wife serves. So she's supposed to sit before she gets up and serves. Like she finishes eating the soup and she wants to bring in the main course. She should sit there 3 minutes before she gets up. I didn't know exactly how to apply this. So I just kept quiet. I didn't know. No, I don't have a mashari. No. I'm sorry. Maybe if you want to buy me one or rent me one or get me one, I'll have one. Even that, I'm not so sure I want it in my house. Yes?
You can ask someone from the shores. A mashari is supposed to stay standing and eat between.
Yeah. Shishas Aisai Samiyad Meis. Six things, if you do them consecutively, the Gemara is going to explain. One after the other causes can be fatal. Balin Ababa Derek, he comes in the road and he's yag and he's tired. Hikas Damvit, he lets blood and Hikas Beis Hamechet, goes into the bathhouse, which was hot. The Shasan, he drinks wine, but Ishtaki, he gets inebriated. The Shasan got a cock and lays down on the ground. Then Shemesh Mitasai. Amra Begechen, which was a Kassidra. Amra by a Kassidra mace. If he does it in order, it's fatal. So like Kassidra Cholish, does it not in order, it could be weakening. Anyvo Muris after Pasminayo Mith. Muris did to her servant three things and he died. He was weak. It was a weak habit, so three did him in. Shmaita Ruben Kashim Yutni Yava. Eight things, a lot of it is no good, but a little bit is healthy. Veilin Derech, travel. Derech Eretz, relationships. Aisha, riches. Too much riches, Rashi says. Mavatel from Tamar Torah gives a guy Gaiva. Omalacha and work. Now, Pashit, you learn too much work. Some learn too many jobs. Again, I saw that in the Mefarshim. Yayin, too much wine. Shina, too much sleep. Common, bathing in hot water and drinking a lot of hot water. Hakazas dam, letting blood. Shaisham matim is hazera. Eight things diminish a person's zera. Eluin amelach, salt, raw of hunger. Nesek is a kind of tsaras. Bechia, crying. Shina, gabikarka, sleeping on the ground. Guganias is berries, coriander. The kashas shleib is mana and hops not in its time. Hakazas dam lamata kiflayim. Letting blood from the bottom part of the body is twice as damaging to the zera. The top part of the bottom is very healthy. Amar Rabba, lamata means lamata min abeim, under the testicles, lamata min abeim. Kasha shleib is mana, tonic shesh kasha shleib is mana, just like it's bad out of season. Kachyavim is mana, it's very healthy in season. Amar Rabba, mana tamus, shleib is mana tevis. Season is summer, not season is winter. You have Nisim, you have Tishrei, which is spring and fall. Le'malu ve'le'kashi, it's not beneficial, but it's not bad. Amar Zag the Gemara Kisvu get le'ishti v'achzer kazaikas. The chaz of Rama al tichtu, and then he said, don't write. Es ein dvar v'achroidim klum. We don't listen to his canceling the agency. Amar Shim v'lakish, kaisu v'nais and get le'altar. They can give a get while he has kazaikas, because his canceling is worthless, so they are agents, and they can give the get. And then when he recovers from Kedaikas, he will find himself divorced. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Ein Kaisen Olekshiv Stafa. While he has Kedaikas, it cannot be written. I time it Rish Lankish, the son of Abedor of Akhredim Klum, the Mishnah said, his invalidation is nothing. So he's their valid agent. They can give a get. When he gets healthy, they don't have to ask him again. Meaning, the invalidation didn't count, and then they can give it as soon as he gets healthy.
Okay, but if he says...
Then he can cancel it then.
Right.
Right, but if he doesn't, they can give it again. They don't have to ask him anymore. They can only write it when he gets healthy. But my community, Shlokish Medamid Le'le Yashin, Shlokish compares it to somebody sleeping, Rabbi Yechon Medamid Le'le Shaita, and Rabbi Yechon compares it to somebody that's mentally deranged. Rabbi Yechon Medamid Le'le Yashin, why is it like sleeping? He says, Yashin Le'mechutzim Maitza, Le'mechutzim Maitza. A Yashin wakes up on his own. This guy needs medication. So he's not considered Yashin, he's considered not competent. Shlokish Nami Nibni Le'le Shaita, Shaita Le'sam Yabi Yadon. Doesn't have the ability to cure himself. He can cure himself. Bisr and Sumka, roasted meat, red meat. Agumri on, lean meat. Agumri on coals. Vacham and Marker diluted wine. Practicing Bar Miyam Rabbi Yechon Hochi. Rabbi Yudu Mishmuel Shachar by Shnayim and Rabbi Shnayim. Rama Zoma Kisu Get Lishdar El Kisu Vihitu. We can write the get even though the guy is incapable of giving a get. Latanya Ru Meguyer Et Solovah Lefliva. He is cut or hanging. So we see we can give it even though he's not positioned to give a get. What's the difference in that and Kudaikas? So the Gemara of Yashta, Hasam Daikatsalusi, he's totally competent mentally. Physically, he's weak. Here it's a question of mental competence. Yes, he can cure himself, but at this point he's mentally incompetent. And Rish Lakish holds, since he can heal himself, he's considered competent. Yeah, that's Rish Lakish said. Frank the Gemara, me, Amr Shmuel Hachi. Now we have a guess. I'm sorry?
The way that Rabbi Margaret used the terms cure himself and heal himself is very good. The two main theories of medicines in the Mediterranean Rim were Aesculapian and Hippocratic. Hippocratic's idea was that bad health was determined by the balance of bodily units. Aesculapian means herbs and other things like these as far as the medicine. So most of what's being described is in the Aesculapian tradition.
Fine. Thank you. He said no, because he needs a maitza. So he's more like a shaita. He needs action, not like a sleeping guy. We have two extremes. Sleeping, you can give a get while the husband's sleeping, and you can't give a get when the husband's a shaita. Now, where does Kedaikas fit in on the spectrum?
Is there somebody who holds that while he's sleeping, you can't give a...
No, nobody says that. That's what it's... Again, we know sleeping you can give the get. We know it's right that you can't give the get.
Right.
Kedaikas is neither. Where does he fit in on the spectrum? The Bi'ekana says the fact that he needs medicine is a riot that he's not considered competent now. And Rish Lakish says the fact that he has capability of medicine is no different than a sleeping guy who's not competent while he's sleeping, but we don't consider him an incompetent husband.
Are you lenient for women? Because of...
Nothing to do. This is our walk up how you view a guy with kedaikas.
So a man becomes a shaita.
Cannot give a get.
But he gave instructions before.
Cannot give the get while he's a shaita. We said, Samachlekes Rambam and Torb, that's Rabbanon or Deraisa. We even explained the Lumbus behind this. Dr. Gemara Vaitam, Yom Mishmul, Haki Ram Rabbi Huda Mishmul, Shachar Bashnaim, Erev Shnaim, a guy that Machmana Litzlan, his trachea and esophagus were cut, or most of them were cut, Ubarach, and he ran away. Meidin Olah, we can testify he's dead. Misakadai Techayu. If you tell me a person's considered alive at that point, I'm Meidin Olah. And for the Gemara Army, Chayu, Vesayv Alamas. He's still alive at this moment when he gives the tzivui of the get. But you can testify that he died because there's no survival on this. So you wait a little bit, doesn't say what the little bit is, and then you can testify that he's dead. Frank the Gemara Mati Egoila Yadai. So if a guy did it b'shogeg, he should go to Golus. He killed him. Doesn't that indicate that they could survive it? So the Gemara, is a problem. It could be because the Ruach hurried, made him die, and without the Ruach he might not have died. So itself, it's not fatal, but it becomes fatal because of the Ruach. Inam Yukiris Mesasite. He might have hurried his own death, which by Shogeg, there's no Golus. My benayu, it could benayu the shakta of a base of the shisha. It's a marble house. There's no wind or pirkas. So according to the first lashon, he would go to galus. According to the second lashon, he would not. He now made the shakta of a barbel like pirkas. He shakted him outside and it didn't shake. So according to the first lashon, he wouldn't. According to the second lashon, he would. Nishtatik v'amr lo nichtav get l'yishtucha. The guy became mute, and we asked him, should we write a get to your wife? And he starts shaking his head yes and no to our question. Maybe it's just what he does. It doesn't show intelligence. It doesn't show mental capacity. Meaning, we wait. Ask a question, wait a while, ask a second question. That still might be a non-competent answer. We mix the yeses and the noes in a way that you can't say it's a pattern. And therefore, we trust his shaking of the head. We need him to think. He has to think. He has to be able to associate. Whether he needs a coat or a leather sheet, a linen sheet, which is cooler. It might be cold, it might be hot. We ask him whether we should bring him peaches in the winter and whatever grows in the winter in the summer. Which is a very big kiddush. A cheresh is a mentally incompetent person, but if he can write and communicate through writing, then he's considered intelligent. He would be chayav in all the mitzvahs. He can make kinyanim. He can even divorce his wife. And he can marry biblically. Amar Rav Yitzchak Maika Mashma, Tanina. Nishtatik Ramah Le'nichtim Get Le'ishtacham Be'irchim B'Reisha B'ayit K'nayit Yishloish Yipamim Mamar Lav Lav Al Hein Hein Ar Le'yichtim V'yitnum. By mute, we rely on remez, which is even less than writing. So for sure we should rely on writing, even by a cheresh. Amar Le'rub Zeri, Ilam Kamrit, you're comparing it to a mute. Shiny Ilam, and Ilam is a bardas. The Tanya Madaber Veinu Shemei Zeh Cheresh, Shemei Veinu Madaber Zeh Ilem, Zeh Vezar Enke Pikchen Lechol Devarim, they're considered regular people, and they're both Bali Das, and they're Chayiv in all mitzvahs. I mean, my, the Madaber Veinu Shemei Zeh Cheresh, Shemei Veinu Madaber Zeh Ilem, they'll see if I need Cheresh Le Eshmo, Ke Ilem Le Yiftel Beth. You boys say, because I'm being cheap, that Ilem is an acronym of Yishtakum Elulah, he can't speak. Amar Reb Zeyret. So the Kasha from Nishtatik is no Kasha to Reb Zeyret. Nishtatik is a baldas, a cheresh is not a baldas. But he kashali, he hakashali. The tanyim lo yagid prat ilim sheni yochel lo hagid. We say that ilim can't testify, but if you're telling me that writing is a form of communication that shows us totally his das, and we can rely on that, and he's a bar das, so why can't he testify by writing? The Torah said that testimony has to be given by mouth, not by writing. That's right. Shem shabayt kinaisa legitin, just like we check it for gittin. Hal bayt kinaisa the masoros, the matanis for business, the idius for testimony, the yerushas for yerushas. Tanim yidis, that means we accept a edus of remiza. It's even less than writing. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, I'm you, Rabbi Yosef, made this isha. That's only by a neguna, the kilu by Rabbanon, to tell a woman that her husband died. Zog to Gemara Vayter, Zogtani Yerushas. And we think at this point Yerushas means to split the Yerusha. We think Yerushas at this point means to testify about Yerusha. Yerushas b'nei Abchar, the guy is splitting his property and wants to give everybody equal to the Bechar. And we think that's also testimony. My lovely Alma, loyally today, his own business deals, that we rely on him, but testimony he has to speak, and he can't do it anyway else. Everybody should have a wonderful day. Enjoy the snow and the warm temperature.